Hey there, awesome people. Welcome back to Digital Poison, your daily dose of truth about screen addiction and burnout. I'm Rachel Carter, your friendly neighbourhood digital detox guru, here to help you reclaim your time, your energy and your sanity in this crazy digital world. Today, we're diving into a game changer, creating a tech-free home environment. Ever feel like your house is more of a charging station than a sanctuary? Like your living room resembles an episode of Black Mirror with everyone glued to their screens. Trust me, I get it. We've all been there, scrolling mindlessly while dinner gets cold and meaningful conversations fade into the background noise of notifications. But here's the good news. You can change this. You can actually build a haven in your own home space that prioritizes connection, creativity, and genuine human interaction. And guess what? It doesn't have to be some extreme monastic retreat with zero tech allowed. It's all about finding that sweet spot, that balance that works for you and your family. So let's break it down into five powerful takeaways that will help you start building that tech-free haven right now. 1. Designate tech-free zones. Think of your home like a delicious meal you wouldn't want to eat dessert before the main course, right? Same goes for technology. Start by designating specific areas as tech-free zones, your bedroom, the dining table, even the living room during family time. This creates boundaries and reminds everyone that there are times when unplugged is the ultimate priority. 2. Family rituals. The antidote to screen time. Remember those good old days before Netflix? You know, when families actually talk to each other. We need to bring back those rituals, game nights, movie nights, yes, even watching a film together on TV counts. Reading time, or simply having meals where everyone puts their phones away and engages in real conversation. 20. Screen-free weekends. A digital detox paradise. I'm talking about embracing the glorious feeling of disconnecting for at least one weekend a month. Imagine waking up without the constant buzz of notifications, spending quality time outdoors, reading a good book, or even rediscovering hobbies you've forgotten about because, let's face it, you were too busy scrolling. 4. Lead by example. Be your own digital superhero. Remember, kids are sponges, they learn from watching us. So if you're constantly glued to your phone, don't expect them to magically develop healthy screen habits. Be the change you want to see in the world, put your phone down during family time, engage in face-to-face conversations, and show them that there's a whole world outside the digital realm that's waiting to be explored. 5. Mindful technology use. It's not all bad. Look, technology can be incredibly useful and even fun. It's about finding that balance, using it intentionally and consciously rather than letting it control your life. Set timers for social media, turn off notifications when you don't need them, and remember to take regular breaks from the screen. Think about a time when you were really present in a moment, maybe a breathtaking sunset, a delicious meal shared with loved ones, or simply enjoying a quiet cup of coffee. Remember that feeling? That's what we want more of in our lives, those moments of genuine connection and presence that technology often steals away. Remember, creating a tech-free home environment isn't about being anti-technology, it's about taking control of your relationship with it. It's about prioritizing real connections, meaningful experiences, and reclaiming your time and energy for the things that truly matter. And guess what? You don't have to go cold turkey. Start small, maybe just one tech-free zone or one screen-free evening a week. Gradually build up from there, and before you know it, you'll have a haven where technology takes a backseat and real life comes to the forefront. So go on, unplug, reconnect, and rediscover the joy of being truly present in your own home. Don't forget to share this episode with your friends and family. Let's spread the word about creating tech-free sanctuaries together. And remember, I'm here for you every step of the way. Until next time, keep it real, keep it connected, and keep detoxing that digital world one day at a time.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.